Province, your news, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Flies FS says it doesn't expect the strike by members of its cabin crew to affect operations. This follows a deadlock in wage talks with the South African Cabin Crew Association last week. The airline's Kirby Gordon says the carrier reduces its flight schedule around this time of the year to prepare for the busy holiday period. He's told SABC News that the company can't go beyond its current offer. Gordon says management is offering a 5.7% salary increase, a 7.5% annual bonus, experience-based pay progression, and additional monthly allowances.
Unfortunately for us, there's just a line of sustainability and viability which cannot be surpassed. And with an offer as generous as 16 to 19% on the table, I think it's very reasonable to understand that at some point we have to push back.
The work stoppage was prompted by the association's calls for higher wages and a review of the roster. Meanwhile, the carrier has advised passengers to check their flight status before travelling. Mountain Rise detectives in Maritzburg have opened an investigation after a police officer who's reported missing was found dead. Constable Nico Patta was last seen by his fiancée at their residence in Northdale last month and was reported missing last Sunday. The police's Robert Netschwinder says the 38-year-old is said to have left the house with his service gun, apparently after an argument. His body was discovered on Friday at the intersection of Khan Road and New Homes Way.
Upon arrival, police found a body of a man. The body had what looked like a bullet wound and was positively identified as that of a missing police constable. A cartridge was found next to the body.
The search for the firearm is also underway. President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed new commissioners to the IEC as the country gears up for the 2026 local government elections. In a statement from the presidency, it was confirmed that Joyce Bitso and Musutu Mopia will serve as full-time members while Judge Daya Pillay joins the commission as a part-time member. The commissioners will serve for a period of 7 years. Mopia has been appointed as commission chair. And Australian murderer Erin Patterson has lodged an appeal against her conviction. The 51-year-old was sentenced to life imprisonment with a non-parole period of 33 years in September for murdering three relatives and trying to kill a fourth person with a toxic mushroom meal at her home. The grounds for her appeal have not yet been disclosed. Throughout her trial, Patterson maintained her innocence, arguing it had been a terrible accident. Another look at our lead story. Flies FS says it doesn't expect the strikes by members of its cabin crew to affect operations at the airline. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.